Reverend Edward Pinckney from Marquette Prison, located in Marquette, Michigan, better known as the Concentration Camp of America. I was convicted on November 3rd by an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth. On July 27th, the Court of Appeal affirmed the conviction, claiming that I, even though they know that I did not forge any documents, but I must have told somebody else to do it, and that is the reason why they affirmed the conviction itself. Nobody will believe this. The lady, the blind lady with the scale for justice, no longer exists in Michigan. The hypocrisy of Michigan court system has no limit. We the people must take a stand against some of this stuff that's going on. Who will believe that something like this can happen today? What should we do? What can we do? I need the public to help. I need the public to reach out. Go to bhbanco.org and read. It is crucial that we stand together all across the world. For like I said, I need your help. Nobody will believe what actually happened because there was absolutely no evidence that could have convicted me. But unfortunately, I was convicted by an all-white jury that was motivated by something other than the truth itself. And we need to reach out and let the world know, because you could be walking down the street today and they put you in that car and take you to jail and find you guilty with exactly no evidence. The prosecutor said, we don't have any evidence against Reverend Pinckney, but told the jury, you could still find him guilty. Believe me, this is happening in Barron County, Michigan today. My name is Reverend Edward Pinckney. I'm in Marquette Branch Prison. I'm serving 30 months to 10 years in prison for a crime I never committed.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.